Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting God, we want to say thank you. We honor and magnify your holy name this day. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, everything that you are doing right now, and that which you are still going to do for us. We say thank you. We bless and we honor you in the name of our Lord Jesus. We commit this day meeting into your hands and we say, Lord, come and take preeminence. Speak to us the word that we need to hear. Let us hear it, the word in due season. Father, let it be released unto us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you once again to your favorite weekly program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will shine His light upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will perpetually keep you away from evil. He will keep evil away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. This season, whenever you call upon Him, the Lord will answer you speedily. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the grace to pray aright He will release unto you. In the name of Jesus, you will not seek Him in vain. The world will see the difference between you and those who do not know Him. In the mighty name of Jesus, this season the Lord will lift you up. He will take you higher beyond your widest imagination. In the name of our Lord Jesus, that which you have been looking unto Him for, the Lord will make it possible for you. He will fill your mouth with song of joy, song of fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today I'm going to discuss with you what I titled, He is my stronghold. Jesus Christ is my stronghold. He is your stronghold in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm. I'm reading from Psalm 27. Psalm 27, I'm reading from verse 1 to 6. Psalm 27, reading from verse 1 to 6. The Bible says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Your enemies will fall for you. They will stumble in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever net or whatever pit that they have dug for you, they will fall into their own pit. They will fall into their own net in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I may seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody will make melody to the Lord in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This season, your mouth shall be filled with song of melody in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God is doing something wonderful in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. David speaking there in that psalm that we've just read, he says, "The Lord is my light. Let Jesus Christ be your light at all times. If he is your light, it will be your stronghold." The book of John chapter 8, verse 12 says, "And again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but we have light of life." Brothers and sisters, follow this Jesus, because by following him, you will not walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus, everything that has constituted itself as darkness in your life, the light of God will shine upon them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, he will not allow you to walk in darkness. He will not allow you to be confused. In the name of Jesus, he will guide your decision making. He will make the right decisions at all times in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are walking the light of God, that means that nothing will be hidden. The Lord will expose every plans of the enemies concerning you. The Almighty God will expose them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he knows all things, nothing is hidden from this God, and everything that the enemy is planning against you shall be exposed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Maybe you have a friend who is an enemy. The Lord will expose them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because you are no longer operating in darkness. May you never operate in darkness again. The light of God shall perpetually shine upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus is our salvation, so we refuse to operate in fear. Inasmuch as Jesus is your salvation, you will not operate in fear. Isaiah 12 verse 2 says, "Behold," Isaiah 12 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." Brothers and sisters, inasmuch as you and I put our trust in him, he will continue to be with us. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen me. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, our song shall be song of salvation, song of freedom. In any way the enemy has held you captive, I decree and declare that you are set free from the captivity of the enemy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that is wrong in your foundation, that is working against you, you say you have been redeemed. You have been redeemed by Christ. No more curses. The Bible tells us in Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentile, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. May you receive that which the Lord has promised you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever that has been wrong in your foundation, the Almighty God, he will repair, he will restore in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are set free from every bondage, every generational bondage, by the raising of the dead and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that Jesus as our strong tower, as our stronghold, we can always run to him in the time of trouble, and indeed he will deliver us. Psalm 37 verse 39 says, "The salvation of righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold when? In the time of trouble." Is their stronghold in the time of trouble. Also reading verse 40 says, "The Lord helps them and deliver them." The Lord will help you. The Lord will deliver you. Say, deliver them from the wicked. He will deliver you from the wicked. He will save you because you have taken refuge in him. because you have taken refuge in him, because your trust is in him, he will deliver you. He will deliver you from all manners of troubles, whatever may be the name of the trouble. The Almighty God will arise on your behalf. When he arises, all your enemies shall scatter. Wherever they are gathered, they are hereby scattered. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is your Lord, he will continue to be with you. He tells us in Psalm 121 verse 7, that the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will perfect your going out. He will perfect your coming in. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, wherever they are distributing evil, you will not be there. In the name of Jesus, we will not hear any bad report concerning you or any member of your family. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 54 verse 10 says, for the mountains may depart and the hills be removed. He said, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. The steadfast love of God will never depart from you. Every day of your life, you will continue to enjoy the steadfast love of the Lord. He said, my covenant of peace shall not be removed. The peace of God will reign in your life. Every form of storm, they are hereby rebuked in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The storm of your life shall cease in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has compassion on you. Brothers and sisters, put your trust in this God. He is your stronghold. He is the one who can defend you. He is the one who can fight your battles. He is the one who can give you victory. The same Isaiah 54 verse 15 says, if anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. Whoever plots evil for you, they shall fall because of you. Because God is with you. He tells us in Isaiah 49 verse 23, say, kings shall be your foster fathers and queens your nursing mother. Say, with their faces to the ground, they shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. Hallelujah. You will not be put to shame. The grace to wait upon him, the Lord will release unto you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For brothers and sisters, you have to seek the Lord. You have to know the Lord. You have to dwell in his presence. Like David said, that he's not afraid of anything. All that he wants is just to be in the presence of the Lord all the days of his life. Brothers and sisters, seek for his presence. And as you do so, the Almighty God will be with you. In his presence, no enemy can harass you. You are immune from all harassment of the enemy. Why? Because God is surrounding you. So, brothers and sisters, I want to give you this wonderful opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For him to be your stronghold in the morning, at daytime, and at nighttime. So why don't you do so right now? If you are not sure of your salvation, why don't you accept him? And just say after me, dear Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Cleanse me now with your precious blood. Come into my heart. Save my soul right now. I give you my life. I receive you now as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my God. I am yours forever. I will serve you and follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone that have heard this message, the mighty hand of God will be with you. The Lord will continually be your stronghold. It will keep you away from evil. It will keep evil away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.